Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. There we go. Eric?
Hey, Rob.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. What do you guys got going on down in Boca?
Well, I'm actually up in, as my daughter calls it, Nashville. I'm up in Nashville. Yeah.
Okay.
She's, and my daughter, my granddaughter is, she's five. So.
And awesome.
We came in last night around 5 o'clock, and they came over to see me, and I read her a story, and life is good.
Oh, awesome. And I can't believe you didn't cancel this week. You're still working.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I got to at least one more day here. Yeah. So,
have fun.
No.
We'll work.
Yeah, we're good. They're, you know, she's in school, so I might as well work.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving week. Tommy's here.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. So, Tommy, are you figuring out this coaching thing?
I am. And Eric's calls are more advanced than the others that we are doing. So it's kind of nice to be able to go back through the steps. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
So kind of taking notes as we go through with Eric and then the other folks, and then everything seems more familiar and more repeatable.
Right. Yeah, the first time through is kind of so much change and so much to learn. It's almost overwhelming. And then you go through it 4 or 5 times with different teams, and you hear the same questions, right, over and over. And you go, well, there's only a limited amount of questions they can ask.
Yep. So, Eric, I don't know how that makes you feel, but you're the guinea pig for me.
Oh, I have no problem. It's been a good process, and Rob, was it just you and I last week?
No, I was on last week.
Okay.
Yeah, you were quiet, Tommy. So I just, I need to apologize. I kind of, was a little frustrated by, my former teacher and her husband and letting them go and kind of, them making it a little personal. So I want to start there this week. You know, we went probably a little long just because I asked a little advice from you, Rob, and thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Did it work?
Yeah. Her husband, Rick, came back, and he's really never been the problem.
Right.
But I just told him I was, sad that it kind of went in a direction I didn't expect and kept it a little bit higher level and, didn't try to press and go into areas that probably are not beneficial, like you said. So this is all new. I've never done Supernova, so it's worthwhile. But like you said, at times it's gonna cause a little bit of pain. But long term, I think it sets you up for success. And like last week, I had, I just feel like I'm better prepared, right? I mean, if you don't have a bunch of calls or interruptions from those clients that don't think long term or don't get it, that don't value us as advisors, you can't get on with the important stuff. So, I had two prospect meetings last week, opportunities of about $7 million. One guy that had worked for Amway for 28 years, making $1 million a year the last 20, and he's worth $10 million with no debt. He's about $5 million. So, I was able to put together a packet and send him out, pre-meeting agenda and really be ready for him. And I think he was surprised that, hey, you know, I was ready. And it just goes back to, you know, his dad is a $150,000 client with me, and he lives in Traverse City, so, you know, about 3.5 hours from Kalamazoo. But I go up there annually, try to take good care of him. And, you know, he's in that column. You said, Rob, you know, people to get into heaven, literally. So really a great guy, though. And then his son, when he was up this summer in northern Michigan and looking at his dad's account, as a 56-year-old guy would, who's smart and worldly. I mean, he lives in Stuttgart. He was like, yeah, I should probably talk to your guy. You know, I'm going to probably need somebody. And, well, he was actually let go from Amway because they've got a new CEO, and CEO is cleaning house from the old guard. And being prepared for meetings, scheduling out, prospecting, it's so good.
Okay. A couple of things came up in this conversation. I don't know if you thought of them, but Amway would be a terrific niche.
Yeah.
Okay, and Amway in change makes it an urgent, terrific niche.
Oh, yeah, true. I didn't think of that.
Right? So you have a potential center of influence that can lead you to other people just like himself. So you want to build a plan around this. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even think of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for.
You know, we're so worried, you know, what's right in front of us today.
I know. No, this is what I refer to as a gold mine. It's like when UPS went public. Nobody realized what was going on. It was a whole bunch of regular folks that all got $5 million. And it was, I set up in every office where there was a UPS office, I set up a team to go after them. It was Louisville, St. Louis, Indianapolis. It was a lot of different cities. And so I went in there as the district director, and I trained them on how to go after UPS. And we did it. And we killed it. So you've got yourself a gold mine here, okay? So you want to treat it as if you're going to get 10 clients from there, all with $10 million.
How do you, he's not my client yet. I think he will be, but how do you plant the seed without seeming like, geez, I just met
all
with
right.
this guy last Thursday, and already he's, you know, pitching.
he will like your, Amway's a marketing company, right?
Right.
They respect marketing.
Yeah, I'm just doing what they do.
Right. So you say to him, you know, I really enjoyed meeting with you, and something came to mind. I was thinking to myself, this might be a terrific opportunity with the changes that are going on with Amway, that maybe folks like yourself, high quality, good people, would need some advice. And so this could be a possible niche for me. Do you think that's a good idea?
Okay.
Okay, so you first have to get him to agree that it's a good idea. And once he says it's a good idea, then you simply say, well, you know an awful lot more about their situations than I ever will. How would you suggest that we proceed?
Okay.
You know, if you were me,
I like the words you're using.
Yeah, the words are always the key. If you were me, how would you proceed? Basically. So anytime you're going to think about going into a niche, you never jump in. You always ask for advice. So this is called the advice model. It was developed originally by a friend of mine, Larry Biederman. And like all good things, I borrowed it. You ask the question, do you think it's a good idea? Yes. If you were me, how would you do it? So, you know, and he can always say no, and he can always say, I don't have a clue, and I don't want to help you. But most people want to help others, especially if they're givers, right?
Yeah.
And what are we looking for? We're looking for givers.
Right? Yeah, unselfish, yeah, kind people, yeah.
Right. So if he's not that, we want to know that now, right?
Right. No jerks.
No jerks, and what are we trying to do? We're really trying to help people, right? It sounds like there's some folks over there that would use some help. Do you think that's a good idea? Yeah.
Rob, along those lines, one term that I've heard from one of your peers, Richard Wildman, is allow me to let you be my advisor for a minute and then ask for their advice, right? So it lets the client puff up their chest, but now they're helping you, which I think is kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Okay. So that's why we ask about niches, you see? Because sometimes there's a niche that we don't even know about. Now, Eric, casework is the most fun work I can have, okay? All I need is you to be a good, aggressive student.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Any other fun stories like that?
the other thing, by having more time to work, you know, on your practice, not just in it, is that with my 12-4-2, you know, you want to, I think, start it with your top clients. So some of my favorite top clients have about 1.1 million. They're in Grand Rapids. Used to go to church with him. He's a retired General Mills guy. Anyways, you know, we met about 3 weeks ago, had a great meeting, performance is good, and I introduced him to what I was doing and told him about the folders, gave it to him, and super meeting. Wife was there too. Very engaged, good Christian couple. Their son runs a camp called Camp Geneva in the Grand Rapids, Holland area. So their CPA is a close friend because his daughter married their son. And they asked about, you know, strategies for giving and tax advantages. And I said, well, you know, Raymond James has a donor-advised fund. And they said, well, what's that? And so I kind of briefly described it, and I said, well, hey, is, you know, one of our meetings, monthly calls, I could set up a conference call with one of the heads of our charitable giving down in St. Petersburg and do a call. So anyways, we did a call last week, about a half hour, you know, it proved to them, hey, I'm serious about this supernova thing. And we had a great call. And, you know, I wasn't going to tell them, well, you know, I really don't think you have the money to do this. But they came to that on their own by our call with Carla. And it was great because all I did was connected them to the idea, to the person, to the concept. And we had a really good call. So, again, it's time and then actually doing it. And the clients, you know, again, it was another touch point of setting up the call, following through, and they're like, oh, wow, this is good. You know, I've always thought about this, and, you know, it's always the one the wife pipes up to that's, you know, you're glad because she's about 9 years younger than Ken. He's 65 and she's 56, so it's good.
Yeah, good. Good, good. When you do your 24-month calendar, that's when you can start to introduce those topics as a ritual, you know, that we're going to be talking about estate planning, beneficiaries, and so forth. So you can, you know, you decide when those topics are going to be, but that's when you can bring that up to a larger audience than you might typically. You know, somebody has 10 million, you immediately bring it up. But for the others, it can be part of your regular scheduled call. There's a lot more to estate planning than simply, you know, somebody with more than 22 million, they're just going to pay taxes. There's a lot of interesting things you can do to make their estate planning come alive for them. So you just brought up General Mills. Is that a niche?
No, they're out of, they're not. They're out of Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And, you know, Ken worked there for 30-some years.
How do you get to where you are?
Selling.
No, I mean, how come he's not in Minneapolis?
His territory was kind of the Midwest,
okay.
And he had a few big key clients, Hostess, or Interstate Bakeries out of Kansas City was a big client. And...
Okay.
But I should ask him.
Right.
Hey, you know of others retiring that are like you that I could help, you know, because I know
the
General Mills. You know.
Yeah. Go through the same ritual we just went through. Hey, I'm thinking, you know, because of you, I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, other retirees from General Mills might be a good area of focus for me. What do you think? And he goes, yeah. So, you know, if you were me, or as Tommy said, you know, if we change places for a minute and you're the advisor, how would you suggest that I go about becoming introduced to them or getting introduced to them? See, because you can always do conference calls, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he'll say, well, I don't know. They're in Minneapolis. Most of them are in Minneapolis. I'll say, well, you know, we can do conference calls. He said, wow, I never thought about that. Yeah, we could. And he probably keeps in touch. Maybe he doesn't, but maybe he does. You know, there's usually an alumni group or something, get together. So it's always something to ask. So that's why we kind of go through and look at where did all these people come from? Where did they work? What do they have in common? And sometimes, any time you get retirees from a big company, there's a lot of them. And sometimes they love having somebody from out of town that doesn't know their business, you know?
Right.
They kind of like
non-family, non-friend, yeah.
Right. Nobody knows their business, and nobody knows how much money I have, so they're not all coming and knocking on my door. So somebody's leaking, right? So the confidentiality thing's important. The out-of-town thing can work. Okay. So anything from – any questions from the week? We're in week 9 now. We're deep in acquisition.
Yeah, I liked the story of Mark. You said that, you know, and I was thinking of 90-day free trial, but it sounds better when you call it a free look instead of a trial. Trial sounds like an infomercial, you know, with the mini-me folders. And then somebody says, you know, oh, I haven't heard from my guy or gal in, you know, 6 months or a year or whatever it may be. I mean, how many times have we heard that as advisors, you know?
Right. Right. So it's, the 90-day free look is a great idea. And I always say people, you know, say to people, well, you'd certainly never, you know, buy a car without driving it, you know, and this is a lot more important than that.
Oh,
so how do you, how do you get a free look at the, what the experience is going to be like? Well, we give it, you know. And usually, it, you know, it doesn't take 30 days to have it, the difference, you know. So you're going to do this every month? Yes. Well, I haven't heard from my guy in 6 months. Why don't we go ahead and proceed? Because it's just the actual process built by doing what you say you're going to do over time. And so that's what you do. You say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to call you every month. So you call them twice with an agenda and then give them an executive summary. And then the third month you go see them or have them come in and see you and say, this is what it's going to be like. And they go, wow, this is awesome.
That's why this is so good. I mean, you know, on a Monday morning to start off with Supernova, I mean, of course, I'm sure you never hear this, Rob, but you're like, oh, yeah, I've got that tomorrow. You know, you're on the couch Sunday night. You're looking, what do I have for the week? But then you get into this. You know, I pull up the video over the weekend. I watch this, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is why I'm doing this. It's ideas. It's what you've done for however many years. You know, this isn't your first rodeo. I mean, how – and then when we do the call, you know, yeah – we all take a test drive of a car. We're going to plop down tens of thousands of dollars. And, you know, isn't your financial well-being worth more than that? It's awesome.
Right. Yeah. So it works. I mean, you know, there's a guy in California that does it all the time. Does it all the time. Most people don't need to use it because they close them right away anyway, you know. Because they get good introductions, but it's particularly important for the person that's going to be a long-term sale. It's a big case, and their fraternity brother is their FA. And they know they should move, but they can't quite pull the trigger. So think of it as a scale, right? They got you as a better advisor with better results and better guy on one scale, and they got this long-term relationship on the other side, and guilt. So what you do is you start dropping the weights on your side, right? So what are the weights that you drop on there?
Service.
Well, service, regular contact, 1242, you know, rapid response to problems, financial planning, better performance, because you will give them better performance, by the way, because there won't be mistakes. There won't be neglect. There won't be poor decisions, right? Just keeping them in the market is a better decision than leaving because they never hear from their FA and all they hear is garbage on CNBC. So don't ever think that you don't give better performance. You do, because you keep people in the market. And then the final wait is the 90-day free look. And all he needed was something. See, once you get them saying yes, it's easy to keep saying yes. So he says yes to the 90-day free look. Once he's said yes to something, much easier to keep saying yes. He's already over the line. He's already committed. And so he just says, hey, it's worth it. Okay, I get it.
Well, and that's why this is so good. I mean, I just thought of two other people, you know, a guy my dad worked with who rolled over 1.2 a month ago, you know, his account's up. And then the guy that I saw up in Milwaukee a few weeks ago, you know, why wouldn't I say to them after the money rolls in, we've got the accounts open, you know, hey, are there some others like you that I could help, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why, it's like, well, I'm on to the next, but I'm not thinking, well, it could be right in this group of people, you know? And you know the system now. You know how Bear or United Technologies or, you know,
right.
Steelcase, you know how these firms, how it all goes down.
Well, once you learn a plan, why wouldn't you get, and here's the other thing that I was always, people say, oh, yeah, I've got, you know, such and such. Steelcase is a niche for me, and I go awesome. So how many clients do you have from there? You know what they'll say? Three. I said, so how many people in your minimum retired from there in the last 5 years?
Yeah, crickets. It's like, oh, crap.
Right? So not only do we want to identify the niche, but then we want to get 100% of the people in our minimum that are nice people, okay, that meet our qualifications. So if there's 100 that retired from there, we want to at least get 10. We don't want
two. And then
if
you bring somebody new on, do you cut whoever your, you know, 101st, 102nd client is?
Of course.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, of course. You didn't think about that.
Right. You know, I met with a guy, right? I've met with two people that are amazing. One was had 20 clients and was doing 20 million. Okay, but I just recently met with a guy that had 40 clients, and his minimum was 100 million.
What?
100 million, and he would not take anyone less than 100 million. I said, what about the kids? He said, absolutely not.
No butlers there.
No butlers. 40 clients, no butlers. And he won't advertise, and he won't go on LinkedIn or anything.
Ooh, I like this guy.
He's like a mystery man. He only goes by introductions, and he's a riot. He's a really nice guy. I really like him a lot. He's very humble. You wouldn't think he was, but he is. He's quite humble. He's very nice, and I enjoyed my meeting very much with him. I spoke with the ultra high net worth group at Morgan Stanley. And he was the one that was going to be my, you know, the one that kind of, he didn't introduce me, but he was my testimonial that basically the concept of Supernova works, even though he's not gone through Supernova. And so we had lunch together and really hit it off. I'd never met him, actually. I was really worried. Who can introduce Supernova that's not gone through it? But it worked. it worked. It was a very successful presentation, and we did really well. And that was with Touchstone. Thank you, Touchstone.
And that's what this does, is once you start thinking, you're like, this is good, this is why I'm doing it, and then it creates so many other thoughts and people and contacts of it just, it outflows like a tree. It's got all kinds of limbs. So, which makes me think of, Tommy, do you know a gentleman named John Schindler? I think he's in the Dearborn or Birmingham office. Came over to Raymond James from UBS.
Rob, is our call with them at 1 p.m.?
Yes, it is.
he's got a 248-593-2987.
Yep. We will be speaking to John in Peninsula Wealth Management at 1 p.m.
That's them. So, okay, small world, Godwink. Jordan Jackson, who is with Producer's Choice, who Raymond James acquired a few years ago. You know, they help with high-end insurance cases and what's the best annuity fit, you know, when something comes up. Anyways, this is Jordan Jackson's brother-in-law. So he set us up. You know, Jordan's a super guy, 35, young guy like you, Tommy, connector. He's like, oh, yeah, my brother-in-law, he's coming over from UBS. He's got a big team. Let me connect you guys, send an email. And so we're doing a conference call on December 5th at 8 a.m. because I wanted to pick his brain, you know. So this is so awesome. This is what I needed. This is awesome. It gets better, you know.
Well, John and I have known each other since I coached him probably 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So John.
So is he like a mid 50s, a big hitter?
Yeah. Big hitter, yeah. Mid 50s, nice, really nice guy. We met with him when I was in Michigan this last trip.
Oh wow.
Isn't that a riot? And so he came over with a new team, and he has enough new members on his team that he wanted to have a re-up of Supernova. And things have changed a lot. You know, we've got a lot better ideas, you know, more ideas and so forth. But no, John and I have been, he's a big fan of Supernova, so.
Well, you're going to have to tell him that there's a little guppy that wants to be, you know, a big fish like him.
You're going to do great. Don't worry. You just keep opening up. See, what's happening to you, Eric, is what happens with clients. So when you do your 12-4-2s with your clients, they open up like a flower, and the opportunities just keep coming out, right? Opportunities for introductions to other people, opportunities for more business. You just see it. I mean, you just tell me about it, right? Every time you say, oh, look, this case happened, this, and I have more time, and they open up. Well, the same thing happens with you. You see, the more we do Supernova and the more we talk, the flower opens up. You open, and you tell me things, and then I make suggestions, and then you open up, and then you see something else, and it's like, whoa, you know, you go from, working by yourself, trying to figure things out, to this massive network of people that want to help you. And it's all part of the giving thing, you know. It's like, Tommy, does Tommy need to do this? No, okay, because he can go make sales, but he sees the leverage in this kind of relationship, okay, and he's going to be more important to you. You're going to introduce him to somebody else. He's going to do more business because you like him, and all of a sudden, and, you know, I get introduced, you know. I don't think I've ever made a phone call out about Supernova.
Yeah, you're the guy that's oh, yeah, I only take $100 million relationships.
No, I never wanted to work that hard because I was kind of semi-retired, you know. And so with that mentality, it was like, you know, yeah, I'd be happy to help, but I'm limiting myself to 2 days a week, and I only have room for, let's say, 12 teams. So that's it. So I don't want to call because I'll get more. If I call, I'm going to get business. I don't want to call. Now, I'll follow up. I always follow up, but I don't really want a lot more business. But I'm also a salesman, so I can't, you know, I have trouble saying no, right? Somebody says, hey, give me an opportunity. I say, oh, okay. Because it's fun. I mean, look how much fun we're having, right? I mean, it keeps me young. It's fun. So it's worth it. And I give money away.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You're a giver. No, my one of the guys or one of the relationships I let go was my former insurance guy. He was always watching CNBC. He loved to be called on the phone, some guy in New York pushing, you know, the next blockchain stock or whatever. But he wouldn't think long term and, hey, I'm using Franklin Income Fund or whatever. He wanted to, you know, every time somebody called him, he would call me and say, well, what do you think about this one? And I would tell him, I said, Clayton, you know, you're afraid of Capital Income Builder and Franklin Income Fund. You know, what is your problem? So finally, after, you know, 7 or 8 years, I had to let him go. And it was fine because he had all this money in other little investments. And he goes, well, I'm in sales. Salesmen love to buy. And I never forgot that. And I always remember that. Even though you may be risk averse and, you know, why you would put your faith in somebody that doesn't know you and has never built your financial plan, you know, some people just never get it.
No, that's right. And therefore, they never really compound the money properly.
Right.
They constantly making mistakes because, you know, preventing mistakes is a really important part of investing or running a company.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important. Saying no, learning to say no is critical. And you're learning that. You're learning to say no. And, you know, and it's true. Actually, I do say no. I basically try never to travel, okay? I mean, I'll travel, but it's got to be something really important. And they got to really pay me because I don't want to travel.
Yeah,
so,
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, but I'll make phone calls. You know, I don't mind a phone call.
So that John Schindler, I mean, is that somebody that you brought to Tommy? Or Tommy, did you even know about John? Is he in your wheelhouse for your area?
Yeah, he's in Birmingham, which, you know, Birmingham. Dominic introduced me. We kind of met, and then right away he said it sounds a lot like Supernova. And I was like, well, that's funny. That's what I wanted to talk to you next about. Rob Knapp, and he's like, oh, I know Rob. How's Rob doing? And so on and so forth. But, yeah, it was a Dominic referral, luckily.
Awesome. Awesome.
Isn't that fun?
Tommy, I think Tommy's killing it.
I would think, Tommy, you're doing well. Mary's group is killing it. You know, you think somebody that was just focused on coaching and teaching – you know, might get distracted and not do enough business. But I think it's the opposite. Every person in her territory is up over 100% of their goal for the year.
A point of reference to that point, Rob. The institutional team has dominated the divisional sales award every year. This is the first year. We are ahead of them right now. We've got to get through this week and next week. And if we do that, we'll actually unseat them for the first time in about 7 years. So, and it's all because
awesome.
Of the coaching.
It's all because of what?
The coaching and what we do.
Well, thank you, because honestly, I've always believed this. I've always looked for a company that was willing to do this. And Eric, no mutual fund company ever has the sustainability. They all love the idea. They come in. They hire me to speak. you know, they get the introductions, and then they move on to the next blue chair, right? And Tommy, you know that, it, you know, they hire Richard Wileman, they hire, you know, XYZ, and then they move on. But I just, you guys get this. The coaching thing is a whole nother level of relationship building. And it's, I think it's amazing. So, Eric, we're taking your time talking.
This is good. And again, I want to be a connector too, Tommy, for you. I mean, I want you to succeed because I have. And, I mean, plus your funds. You know, I hope you notice I'm doing business with you. And, I mean, your funds have, I mean, the balance fund, large cap balanced, and, you know, the higher quality fixed income as I've upgraded some of my funds. So, I mean, Rob, like you say, I mean, we want to, you know, help others.
Good. It's great. Well, congratulations to both of you. Now, your homework for the week is to think about this call and say to yourself, geographically, forget about geography, but are there niches that I've discounted because of geography? Okay. Now, it's great if you got General Mills in your backyard, okay? But just because it's in Minneapolis doesn't mean that you can't have 10 people in Minneapolis.
Right. I'm licensed there already.
Right.
You know, in the state, so.
So why not, right? So we get 10 $2 million clients out of Minneapolis. That's worth the trip.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want to fish where the fish are, even if it means we got to drive our boat a little further.
That's my question for the week. Why not?
Right. So Amway, General Mills, and then I want a list of other opportunities that you can identify.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, Tommy, have you heard back on CFA?
Yeah. Unfortunate news. So I will be taking level 3 again in June.
No worries.
Yep.
You needed something else.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, my friends. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk after that. Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Tom.
See you, Tom. See you, Rob.
Bye-bye.